You may have run across the name Ozempic lately. It's a drug used in the treatment of type 2 diabetes. But it's seen a growth in off-label use as a weight loss medication. Some doctors are prescribing it that way, some people are shopping for it that way, and a related drug called Wegovy has been approved by the FDA for weight loss. But there are a lot of open questions about who should and shouldn't use these medications. So, we've got a UW doctor who's an expert on diabetes treatment and research to help tackle some of these questions. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about this diabetes medication, Ozempic? It's used for diabetes or for weight loss. Do you use it for either purpose? If you work in healthcare, are you getting a lot of questions about this right about now? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Dr. Dawn Belt Davis is the director of the UW-Madison Comprehensive Diabetes Center and professor of medicine in the Division of Endocrinology at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. She's also section chief of the endocrinology at the VA in Madison. Dr. Davis, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Can you talk about Ozempic, first of all, in its originally intended use for treatment of type 2 diabetes? What does Ozempic do?
Sure. So Ozempic is a brand name for the generic drug name is semaglutide. And this is part of a whole class of medications. There's actually several different types of medication in this group of therapies. And the way these drugs work is they were designed to treat type 2 diabetes, and they work by mimicking a hormone that your body makes naturally. So they're mimicking a hormone called GLP-1. And this hormone GLP-1 is normally produced by your body in these hormonal cells in the gut, and it helps to regulate the way you process food by stimulating the release of insulin. So it helps your body to create more insulin and clear that blood sugar or blood glucose from your system. It also has some effects on promoting slowing down of the emptying of the stomach and promoting the feeling of satiety or feeling full after you eat a meal. So all of these things have positive benefits for patients with type 2 diabetes and additionally can promote some weight loss as well.
For people with type 2 diabetes, is the current state of affairs, hey, if you have type 2 diabetes, you should be taking one of this class of drugs, or is this just selected patients or very few? How commonly used is this?
I would say they're quite commonly used, and their use has really been increasing over the recent years for a few reasons. One is that, more and more of these drugs have been making it to market, and they've become easier and easier for patients to take. So, for example, Ozempic is a medication that, although it is an injection that patients have to take, they only have to do the injection once per week. So that really makes it convenient and easy for patients to use. And additionally, drugs in this this class, they have some additional benefits beyond just lowering blood glucose levels or blood sugar levels. As we mentioned, they also promote some weight loss. They have been shown to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease outcomes, and also have some potential benefit in kidney disease in patients with diabetes. So we're using them more and more in our patients with diabetes, both to help manage their blood sugars, but also for these additional benefits that they provide.
Now, I'm guessing that this isn't the only thing somebody with type 2 diabetes might be doing. There might be other medications or lifestyle changes. Like, I'd love there to be a miracle cure, Dr. Davis. I'm assuming it isn't just this, though?
Correct, right. I mean, so this is just one part of our one kind of tool in our toolbox that we have to treat our patients with type 2 diabetes. Lifestyle changes are always kind of the cornerstone of our treatment recommendations, but we know that lifestyle changes alone are often not enough to really fully adequately treat patients with type 2 diabetes. So they often need medications in addition to lifestyle changes. And those medications can include all kinds of things, medications that have been around for decades, newer medicines like things like Ozempic, and then we also use insulin quite commonly in our patients with type 2 diabetes as well.
For Ozempic and other medications in this class, side effects, what kind of side effects do people sometimes see?
Sure. The most common side effect with with drugs in this group are is nausea and vomiting, and sometimes some other stomach upset like diarrhea or bloating. That happens pretty commonly. I would say up to 30% or more of patients will have some nausea and vomiting with this drug. And that's really the most common thing. We also do worry a little bit about potentially rare complications with this drug, including some patients do seem to have an increased risk of something called pancreatitis, which is inflammation of the pancreas. And we also see a slightly increased heart rate in patients taking these medicines, which isn't a big deal for a lot of people unless they already have a problem with, arrhythmias or other problems with their heart.
Talking to Dr. Dawn Davis with the UW-Madison Comprehensive Diabetes Center, looking at Ozempic and other drugs in its class used more and more commonly for people with diabetes, helps with glucose, as we've heard, helps with weight loss for people with diabetes. And there it is, a lot of people interested in that weight loss aspect of it. You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 with your questions. If you've explored using this drug for either or both purposes, love to hear from you. 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Dr. Davis, Ozempic and other drugs in the news as people look at them as a possible weight loss use. How do you evaluate people saying, okay, I don't have diabetes, but I would like to lose weight. Maybe I should check these drugs out. What kind of things should people be thinking about?
Sure. So the same drug, I mentioned the generic name for Ozempic is semaglutide. And the same drug, semaglutide, is actually approved for weight loss in patients without diabetes. And that drug is marketed under the brand name Wegovy. And Wegovy was approved in summer of 2021, specifically for the treatment of weight loss. And so there are options to use these medications for patients without diabetes to help promote weight loss. The issue really has been around availability. And the Wegovy, although it was approved in 2021, it really wasn't available due to a lot of manufacturing issues and shortages. And so that really limited the use of Wegovy, and a lot of patients switched over to just using Ozempic, which is truly the same drug. It's just packaged and marketed in different doses and different ways. But that impacted the availability of Ozempic for a lot of patients who were using it for type 2 diabetes.
Now, with any medication, from aspirin to Zyrtec, you're trading off benefits and risks and costs and possible side effects. Is that calculation different, Dr. Davis, from someone who's, seriously overweight to the point where that's causing direct health threats versus, say, a Hollywood actor who wants to keep off 3 or 4 pounds for their next role? Does that calculation look different?
Absolutely. And so, we don't recommend the use of these drugs for weight loss for patients who are only, who are not actually clinically overweight. These medications are approved for patients with a body mass index greater than or equal to 30 or a body mass index greater than or equal to 27 with some related medical problem. So no, they shouldn't be used in people who maybe just have a couple extra pounds to lose and are not actually clinically overweight. Like anything, there are potential risks and side effects. And so there should be a health benefit from that weight loss that offsets those risks and side effects. And, if you, again, don't have clinically meaningful excess weight to lose, then we wouldn't recommend the use of these medications.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Anne is with us in Madison. Anne, hello.
Hi. I am type 2 diabetic and I'm clinically overweight and was prescribed Ozempic and had high hopes for it. But after I took my second dose, the left side of my tongue just ballooned, swelled way up. And I had to go to urgent care and get an antidote. And then they took me off it. I can't take it because of the side effect.
And thanks for calling and sharing that story. I'm not a doctor. We can't diagnose over the phone. Of course, Dr. Davis, it sounds like some kind of allergic or other reaction. Is that something
right.
We commonly see with drugs in this class?
You know, we don't see a lot of allergic reactions, but they certainly can happen. And that's a perfect example of, you know, that any kind of medication we're using, there is always a risk of a side effect or an allergic reaction. So it sounds like in this case, it was an appropriate choice to try to use this medication, but it may not be safe for everyone. And the other thing I would point out too, is that these medications aren't effective 100% of the time. If we look at the clinical trial data, you know, about 75% of patients taking these drugs get the expected benefit, but about 25% don't really respond. So it's not necessarily the magic bullet that we would hope it would be.
And thanks again for sharing your experience. I'm sorry that this didn't work out for you. I'm glad you shared your story, though. Dr. Dawn Davis is with us, director of the UW-Madison Comprehensive Diabetes Center. We're looking at this diabetes drug, Ozempic, and related medications. They're getting a lot of hype as weight loss aids. We're checking out the pros and cons, things to think about, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you been hearing about this drug at the Oscars from your friends? Are you or someone you know using it to control diabetes, to try to lose weight, for both? Have you had trouble getting it if you use it for diabetes? We'll talk about issues with availability. You could join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. The conversation continues coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up the conversation with Dr. Dawn Davis, director of the UW-Madison Comprehensive Diabetes Center, looking at diabetes treatment and weight loss and a prescription medication called Ozempic and other medications in the same category. You can join in if you have questions, maybe an experience to share using it, dealing with patients who use it. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Back to your calls now. Josie is with us on the way to Iron Mountain. Josie, hi.
Hi. Yes, I'm asking actually for a relative who's morbidly obese but not non-diabetic. Would this be appropriate, and is it covered by insurance?
Josie, thanks for that call. Dr. Davis, I don't know if you heard of that connection. A relative obese, Josie says, not diabetic. Might this be appropriate, and would it be covered by insurance?
Yeah, that's thanks for the great question. So, I mean, yes, these are drugs can be helpful for patients, like I said, with obesity who don't have diabetes. It is important, though, I think, to recognize that, you know, even best case scenario, sometimes patients on these drugs will lose 10, maybe 15% of their body weight. So although that's great, it's not necessarily going to be the dramatic change that some people are looking for. But we do know that 10 to 15% of body weight loss is great in terms of helping improve your metabolic health and your overall health. So even though it may not be the cosmetic outcome people are looking for, it can still be very helpful clinically in improving their health. In terms of insurance coverage, that's another great question. I think these medications are sometimes difficult to get insurance coverage for. They are very expensive, they are new, and they are injectables. And insurance companies will sometimes cover them for diabetes, but not for obesity. And sometimes they will cover them for obesity, but only with very strict criteria. So it can be challenging to get insurance to pay for these medications.
Josie, thanks a lot for those questions at 800-642-1234. Dr. Davis, you mentioned that the Wegovy had some availability problems. I've been seeing reports that Ozempic, people who rely on it for diabetes might have trouble getting it because of a surge of interest from people interested in it solely for the weight loss side of things. Is that something you've heard about from your colleagues or encountered yourself?
Yeah. So I think, you know, we don't know exactly where the shortages are coming from, but yes, there have been shortages of Wegovy and Ozempic over the past year or two. And they've been pretty severe in that we literally could not even get these drugs for a period of time. And we had to switch patients to other medications in many examples. I think, you know, the thought is that some of that might be driven by people taking it what we sometimes call off-label, like for reasons where they may not necessarily have a clinical need for the drug. But I think it's also being driven by just increased use in patients with type 2 diabetes and obesity, and just overall supply chain problems. The real concern I think we have is that, you know, if there's a if there's a drug that is in short supply, we certainly would want that drug to go to the patients who need it the most and not to the patients who don't necessarily need it clinically. So that's where the use of it, you know, by celebrities to lose that 5 pounds comes into play, that if they get the drug and my patient with type 2 diabetes does not, that's kind of the problem.
Talking to Dr. Dawn Davis, director of the UW-Madison Comprehensive Diabetes Center, professor of medicine in the Division of Endocrinology at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, looking at the diabetes medication Ozempic and some of its relatives, getting a lot of hype for use in weight loss. Still time for your questions, maybe your experiences at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Dr. Davis, I want to talk about duration of use. I assume somebody who's treating diabetes with something like Ozempic is going to keep using it for quite a long time. Someone might hope with weight loss to lose X number of pounds and then stop using it. Does it work that way, or is there a problem if that happens?
Right. So I think the issue is that if you discontinue using these drugs, most likely patients will regain at least some of the weight back. We don't have a lot of data really to look at that discontinuation phase. We do know that with discontinuation, often we see weight regain with most of our medicines for weight loss. So in type 2 diabetes, yes, we typically would have a patient remain on this for an extended period of time until either they, you know, don't tolerate it or have some other reason to stop it. For weight loss right now, the idea is that yes, patients would stay on it for many years, which again gets to be an issue in terms of cost and other, you know, potential concerns with long-term exposure to side effects, et cetera.
And Dr. Davis, I wanted to ask, you treat people with diabetes. You also do research. What kind of things do you have your eye on for the future of diabetes treatment?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are, you know, things that we're really looking forward to. I think that we have really grown a lot in terms of our ability to treat type 2 diabetes over the last 10 or 15 years. We have a lot of new drugs that we can use, but unfortunately, one of the things we're still lacking is things that get at kind of the root cause of diabetes and are really helpful in prevention. So some of the work we're doing in my research lab and others is trying to find ways to help the beta cells, which are the cells that make insulin, you know, grow and survive under the kind of stressful conditions of obesity and diabetes, with the hope that if we can promote that, we can keep insulin production ongoing in patients who are at risk of diabetes and hopefully prevent it or certainly make that diabetes less severe in the long run. So that's one of the things we're working on.
Time for one more caller. Lou is with us in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Lou, hi.
Hi there. I was calling in regards to a question I had with the Adderall. I am having, the Ozempic would make a difference for me too. I mean, I'm a diabetic, but Adderall, I don't know what it is, but it's and I've been on this stuff for 25 years. I'm 70 years old, but it is totally dried up. Everywhere I go, I cannot find it in any pharmacies, whether it's way down south or way up here, the big Walmarts, the Walgreens.
I gotcha. No. Lou, there is an Adderall shortage out there. I know, Dr. Davis, I don't know if that's what you've been following. And Adderall not usually used directly for diabetes. I understand it can actually make it a little tricky to treat diabetes. Do you have thoughts for Lou?
Yeah, I mean, right. Adderall is not something we use for the treatment of diabetes, but it's just one example of many, many, many examples of drug shortages that we've seen over the last several years. You know, I mean, we always struggle with drug shortages. I think the pandemic made things a lot worse over the last few years, but it's really an issue. A lot of times patients really struggle to get medications they absolutely need. And, you know, the pharmaceutical companies are often, you know, doing the best they can, but things come up and we really struggle with how best to manage this. Ideally at a national level, we'd have a way to kind of, again, allocate and move resources around so patients could access things that they need.
Thanks a lot for that call. Dr. Davis, bringing things home to our conversation about Ozempic, diabetes, and weight loss. As you've mentioned, these are still in the scope of things, fairly new drugs. What are some of your big unanswered questions when it comes to the use of this class of drugs, both for diabetes and for weight loss?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the big unanswered questions I think we have is going to be understanding, you know, if, are there some reasons why certain patients respond well to these medications and others just don't have the same response? That's certainly something we're interested in and that we've even been looking at on the research side as well. And I think the other thing, as we talked a little bit about too, is, you know, are these drugs something that we really need to keep patients on forever to continue getting the sustained benefits? Or could we perhaps do some sort of short-term treatment and then maybe a retreatment in the future? These are all very open questions that we need to answer as we move forward.
And Dr. Davis, I've been at this in the media for a while. It seems like miracle weight loss products come and go. Some are scams. Some turn out to be not that useful. Some are harmful. It sounds like Ozempic has some promise, especially for people in more dire states, but it's not the miracle weight loss supplement that people might be hoping for. Do I have that about right?
I mean, I think so. It's certainly one of the best we have available and one of the best we have had available. And I'd say the overall side effects are good. Like the safety here is a lot better than some of the other medicines we've had in the past. There's a new medicine that just got approved this summer called Mounjaro, which works kind of similarly to Ozempic, but it has some additional things. And it's really got some amazing data in terms of weight loss. It's not yet approved for that indication. It's only approved for type 2 diabetes, but that's another one that I think, again, moving forward, we may see some really compelling numbers there that help, you know, increase the use of these medications overall. But yeah, they're not, we're still not at the magic bullet, you know, point where we can promote, you know, 100 pounds of weight loss with a single drug.
Dr. Davis, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's Dr. Dawn Belt Davis, director of the UW-Madison Comprehensive Diabetes Center, professor of medicine in the Division of Endocrinology at UW's School of Medicine and Public Health, and section chief of endocrinology at the VA in Madison. She joined us for a look at the diabetes medication called Ozempic and why it's being used as a possible weight loss drug.